haven't heard of the classroom.
It's been blown to pieces.
No roof.
Look, both those windows are broken.
The top of the wall is gone. Strike! Oh, any good, eh?
Any good? What do you mean?
Well, we can't have any school today.
Why?
Why? Well, we're right out of classrooms, that's why.
Yeah, and it was your fault, too.
My fault?
Yeah. You changed the labels on those chemical bottles, and that's why there was an explosion.
Well, I like that. Did I know Percy was going to mix up those chemicals?
I don't know, but you shouldn't have touched them.
Ah, get back in your pram and play with your rattle.
Oh, you shut up. The father said he can't understand why we weren't all killed.
I'll bet he was disappointed when he found out you weren't.
Huh? Why?
Because you're a dill, that's why.
Oh, am I? Well, if you're not very
quiet
careful...
Quiet now. Look here, Percy.
Where?
Come across the yard now. Quiet. Nick, Nick, Nick.
Oh, so you boys are here?
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Look at it. Look at it. Just look at it. My lovely classroom ruined.
Yeah, that explosion sort of spoiled it a bit, didn't it?
Don't you talk to me, Bottomley. Don't you dare.
No.
You were responsible for this disaster.
I was.
Yes, you were. Weren't you?
Yes. No.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, Bottomley, but I still think you were.
I wasn't doing those chemistry experiments. You were.
Was I? Yes, all right, I know that, but somebody had been fooling around with the contents of those bottles.
Well, of all things.
Yes.
Strike, eh? Who do you reckon would do that?
Well, it wasn't me.
Wasn't it?
No, I'd have more sense than that.
Ah, oh, well, that's all right then.
Is it?
Yeah, but don't let it happen again.
No, I'll promise you I'll do my... What? Look, what are you talking about? I wish you'd mind your own business, Bottomley. I'll do what I like. Yes, ah.
Well, my father said, if you blow up the school again, sir, we might all be killed.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And he said if that happens, I'll have to leave.
Oh, I see. Well, if... blow up the school? I didn't blow up the school. It wasn't me. It wasn't my fault.
Now, don't let's argue about this, but you were the only one who was...
Don't you write on me. I don't know how long you think I'm going to put up with insults from you, my boy. But I'd like you to understand that I'm just about sick of them.
Oh.
Yes, and I'm sick of you saying that, too. And don't forget that I still suspect that... You were indirectly responsible for this explosion.
Is there no justice in the world?
Hold your tongue. That innocent expression won't get you anywhere. And stop talking like an idiot. I'll do that. I mean, I'll do all the talking that's necessary. You don't realize what a foolish and dangerous thing you did. How we weren't all killed, I don't know.
Neither does my father, sir.
No. Well, look, if he's anything like you, I can quite understand that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and where's Greenbottom? He's later than usual.
Yes, sir.
He's probably home ill.
Yes, sir.
Or may even be dead. The reaction of that explosion probably killed him, Bottomley.
I?
You've probably been responsible for his death.
I have.
You're a murderer. That's what you are, Bottomley. You're a murderer.
No, I'm not.
And I say you are. Here's Greenbottle dead.
Where?
Here. Well, I don't know where, but...
He's not here, sir.
Isn't he? Oh, well, all right. I know that.
But you just said he was.
I said nothing of the sort.
Yes, you did. You said he's dead here, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what you said, sir.
Listen, will you two keep quiet? I know what I said. I said here he is dead. Not here, but somewhere else.
Why, sir?
Well, he can die where he wants to, can't he?
Sure, so can you.
Oh, well, thanks. I never thought you felt that way. What? Listen, that's enough for you, my boy. There. Now perhaps you'll keep quiet. As if you haven't done enough damage already. You've been responsible for the death of one of my best pupils.
I?
A hard-working, conscientious and painstaking student, Greenbottle.
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
There was a boy, a bona fide seeker after knowledge. A boy who I could ill afford to lose. And now this young life has been taken. All because of Bottomley's foolishness. No more will we hear Greenbottle's young voice. No more.
No.
Who's that?
It's Greenbottle.
Yes, yes, sir.
Greenbottle.
Yes.
Why aren't you dead?
Yes.
Huh? No, I mean, didn't you die?
Oh, of course I never.
No. Oh, well, that's a pity.
Yes.
That sort of messed up the theory a bit.
Yes, I was rather hoping...
Hey, Greeny, you better go and die somewhere. We're all messed up.
Yes. Oh, I will not.
Well, listen, hold your tongue.
But strike, sir, that's not fair.
Bottomley, you'll be the corpse around here if you're not very careful. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Now that we've got over the disappointment of the fact that you're still living, perhaps you could tell me why you're late.
Yes.
Well, go on.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what do you think?
I don't. I mean, Greenbottle, look, will you stop talking in riddles? and try and frame your remarks into proper English sentences. You wasted quite enough time as it is.
Yes, sir.
You're the most ignorant ass and worst behaved boy I've ever had in my class.
Yes. Oh, I am not.
Well, I say you are, so keep quiet and stop wasting time.
No more will we hear Greenbottle's young voice.
No, see? And you can have that with my compliments, Bottle. Nobody asked you to say anything. And Greenbottle, why were you late for school today?
Yes, but I didn't think there was going to be any.
Oh, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and so there isn't.
No, but, oh, isn't there? Well, there is.
Why, sir?
Well, it... Why? Stafford, would you mind very much buying yourself a muzzle? This incessant chatter from you just gets on my nerves.
Yes.
Yes, and you too. Now, listen to me, you boys, all of you. This unfortunate disaster is not going to interfere with our lessons in any way at all.
Oh, strike!
Quiet. It's extremely fortunate that the building was insured. And so no financial difficulty will present itself regarding the rebuilding.
Yes.
The reconstruction of the classroom will begin tomorrow. I've made the arrangements with the builders to be here first thing in the morning. And they should be finished in a week.
Pity.
Exactly. And so, follow me, did you say that's a pity?
Pity, sir?
Yes.
No, sir. Is it?
Yes, of course it is. But no, it's not. Did you say it's a pity?
What, sir?
About the... You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, sir.
Oh, well,
yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and neither do I.
No, and neither do I if it comes to that, but... No, I mean...
Please, sir, we can have a lesson today?
No. Yes, of course we are.
Hey, what out here? Standing up.
No, Bottomy, in the bike shed.
Yes. Hey, the bike shed?
Yes, right in there. Quiet. We are going to have our lessons in the bike shed, so that's the end of it.
Yes, well, I don't think the old man is like that.
Oh, don't you? Well, it's a matter of complete indifference to me whether he likes it or not. It just happens that we're the victims of circumstance, and so we'll have to have our lessons in the bike shed.
What does that mean, sir?
It means that we'll have to have our lessons in the bike shed.
No, sir.
And I say yes, sir.
No, sir, I didn't mean that.
What?
Why are you the victim of circumstance?
Circumstance? I'm a victim of circumference, but I can't help being... No, I...
He wants to know what victim of circumstance means.
Yeah, all right, Bottomy, I know that. Nobody asked you to chip in.
What does it mean, sir?
Yes, well, it...
Well, I know all about that.
Oh, here's the encyclopedia.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, what?
Yes, I don't know what to do without me.
No, we'd be completely... What? Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do with you if you're not very careful.
What do you do, sir?
I'll knock his block off.
Good on you.
No, I mean... I'll deal out some corporal punishment.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you'll knock me block off.
Exactly.
Well, what about it, sir?
What, knocking his head off?
No, sir. What does victim of circumstance mean?
Yes, well, if you'd only give me a chance, I'll tell you.
Oh, will you? Well, you won't do anything of the sort. Because you know nothing whatever about it.
Oh, I do, so too.
Greenbottle, will you keep that silly tongue of yours still? You sound like a factory whistle.
Yes.
Well, keep quiet.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's when you get the eyes.
Well, I know that, but if... When you get the what?
The eyes.
The hives?
Yes.
What about them?
Well, then you are.
Am I?
Yes.
Listen, Greenbottle, you haven't been eating soap suds, have you?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, what on earth are you bubbling over about? I can't make head nor tail of this. If I've got the hives, then I am.
Yes.
Oh, am I? Well, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
That's what it means.
That's what means?
Victim of circumstance.
What? It doesn't mean anything of the sort.
Yes, it does.
Oh. So I don't know what I'm talking about, is that it?
Well, perhaps you've never had the hives.
No, Greenbottle, I've never had the hives.
Yes, well, I have.
Oh, have you? Well, while that makes me very happy, I still don't see what it's got to do with it.
Yes, well, I said I was the victim of hives.
Victim of hives?
Yes.
Yes, well, all right. Well, so you were.
Yes, well, you don't always get them.
No, I know you don't. I know that.
Yes, well, you only get them in certain circumstances.
All right. Well, what about it?
Yes, well, if you get the hives, you're a victim of circumstances.
Oh, am I? Well, I'm nothing of the kind. And as usual, you've just been talking a lot of twaddle.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and it's the same with Ricketts.
Ricketts?
Yes.
Please, sir, what are Ricketts?
Stafford, if you dare ask another question...
Yes, well, Ricketts are rather difficult to explain. But if you listen very carefully...
This is the last warning I'll ever give you. Your services are not required as master of this class. There is absolutely no need for you to try and explain everything, so don't you dare mention another word about Ricketts.
Yes.
Good.
My brother had Ricketts.
Good. Did he? All right. Well, look, I don't care about that.
No, but he did.
Well, I didn't say he didn't.
Well, I never said you did.
Why not?
No.
And no. And just as well you didn't.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, and just as well he didn't say he did.
Did he?
Yes, he didn't.
Well, he didn't say I did.
Serves you right, Bottomy. How long do you think I want to keep up a silly argument like that? There's enough time wasted in this school as it is. No wonder we never learn anything.
Hey, so what are Ricketts?
Bottomley's brothers.
Yes, well, that's
what he had.
But if you give me your attention, I'll tell you all about
Quiet, Greenbuck. I just told you that I will not have my time wasted listening to you explain things. We don't want to hear about that now.
Yes, well, I'll tell you next lesson.
Good. You'll do nothing of the sort next lesson.
Exactly.
Yes. What do you mean exactly?
Well, we'll all do nothing next lesson.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
What? How? Well, we'll see about that. All be here on time and report at the bike shed. And we'll see whether we'll do any work or not.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.